Hank Goes to War, Sean Connery hits Barbara Walters with his truth, breakups, makeups, and more on this week's World Star Weekly. Stay tuned. Explicit content, parental guidance is advised.
Tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
World Star! Yeah, if you hear it, run. You hear those words, know something's about to happen. We're back talking World Star. I love it. Tanir, unfortunately, is unavailable to be here tonight, but for the best of all reasons, congratulations to Tanir for having a baby.
Woo-woo, for
another
me
one.
And you.
And baby, you. A baby daddy. And but on purpose. But
yeah,
on purpose.
Absolutely. That, because he has a wife.
He has a wife.
Okay, he out here doing it right.
And children.
And children. Man.
Multiple.
Are you plural. Ready for that life?
So, welcome to World Star Weekly, where we break down and take down the best and the worst of World Star viral clips each and every week with fun but real discussions that need to be had. Of course, I am not alone. I am simply just Tehran, but alongside me, the queen of the ratchets,
yes.
Michelle Pollard, is in the building.
Now, I am so proud to hold that title, the queen of
ratchet.
The ratchet. Yes, you better know it. Yes, I am your host, Rochelle, and I'm so happy we're finally back. We've been 2 weeks because my friend over here has been traveling the world.
I have been, but you are a Sophista Ratchet, and I will say this in the best and highest regards to you.
Please explain that.
That just means you're sophisticated, you're a queen, but you know when to get down. And if you don't know, if you could watch this pre-show, you would see some moves from Rochelle.
You are so right. But you ain't going to be able to see it unless you're in a hole in the wall with me on Western.
That is so true. So, this week on World Star Weekly, we talk, come again, Tank's gay comment, quote unquote. This is something that's making waves. We definitely need to watch the clip because most people haven't actually seen the clip. They just know the comment and they've been talking about it. Bond, James Bond, Sean Connery's view on hitting women. Steph Sabra in the booth is going to love that one. She is, of course, the fourth member of the Dream Team right there. Rap battles that go too far. Kids bop. Songs kids should or should not be listening to. Golf fights. Yeah, they get down. Cotton bed. Broken up, go fish, as we end with a positive note, and more. Do you want to jump right in?
I'm ready for this, because okay. This first one right here is
Here's the problem. This week, we don't have Tanir's logical, mature viewpoint to offset us.
I'm about to say, my it'd be mature, right?
Okay. Do you listen to yourself when you're on these?
No.
Let's get into that first one. This is Tank's comment. Tank was recently on Angela Yee's podcast where Yee made a specific comment regarding males giving fellatio to other males and that not being actually gay.
Right.
And people have gone
wow
nuts. No pun intended. Let's listen to this, please.
But let's dig into it, right? Okay.
He
sucked the dick once, right? And then he's like, not sure if I liked it or not. Let me try it again. And then he says, you know what? It's not for me. Don't like the taste.
Right.
You know what
I'm saying? We're not talking about chicken. We're talking about
dick in his jaw.
How you made a bar.
Natural. Comes
natural. But it doesn't mean he's gay. It means he sucked dick twice.
Okay. So, just for the sake of your argument, that's... Okay. I got you.
Angela Yee clearly does not agree.
Right, just for the sake of your...
continuous state of being.
I don't think anybody agreed with him.
I agree with him, actually.
No, I'm talking about on that panel.
On the panel. Here's, interestingly enough, because this has gone super viral. This was coming in at 800,859 views.
Wow.
So this has definitely been a viral clip. It's definitely a clip that everyone's at least heard about. It's been posted everywhere. People are so upset at Tank. I heard the clip and I thought about it. And my personal view is simply, why do we care so much to label what other people are as it relates to us? As if someone else's sexuality would make me question my own.
I think that's what it is, though. People are questioning themselves, so they're pushing it onto others. But I agree as well with Tank. I do believe that gay is like a lifestyle. I don't know much about it, and I'm not even gonna lie, I'm uncomfortable talking about it on air. But
simply because you don't know much about it enough. Yeah, you don't feel qualified thank you. To talk about it.
Absolutely. I am ignorant to that community, so I don't know much, and I don't want to offend nobody. But I do understand what he's saying, so I agree with him.
I agree specifically with the concept that being gay is not just an action.
It's a lifestyle.
It's a form. It's a sexuality. Mm-hmm. So if you do an action, so for example, if we have a woman who kisses or engages in an intimate act with another woman, but then doesn't, which happens. Let's be. This is college fantasy.
Yeah.
101
yeah.
across. America.
Right.
Does that make her a lesbian?
No.
Then why are we so sensitive when it comes to gayness?
Double standards.
It is a double standard. We are so enamored and worried about male and male action.
Right.
And it is a symptom of male toxic masculinity.
Yep.
Now, at the same time, it does sound like Tank sucked a couple dicks. I'm not going to lie. It does come off as if Tank had sucked a couple of dicks. Now, what I'm saying is he specifically gay? I don't know. I don't know if the action of doing something once or twice means that you are permanently labeled. I don't even know why we have these permanent labels for each and everything. Why are we so worried about what people do in their bedrooms?
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. I do believe in mind your business. That ain't got nothing to do with you. And if he want to be curious, that's his business. I think it does put you in the box of bi-curious. If you being bi-curious, but yeah, I do believe that. I mean, personally, for me, I prefer my men who I date and who I do stuff with to not do that.
That's a preference. That was my very next question. I was going to ask you if you were dating someone,
yeah,
and he made the statement that in a previous relationship or in a previous experience, mm-hmm. he had experienced male-on-male sexual intimacy, would that bother you?
Personally, for me, I wouldn't prefer that. I'll probably be like, you know what, baby, that's all you. I'm not mad. I'm not judging you at all. But for me, it makes me a little uncomfortable. Maybe it's insecurities. Let's blame it on that.
We also have Steph Sabraw, who is the, of course, voice of the feminist reason. Steph, how would you, first, what is your take on this subject matter? And secondly, how would you feel in that circumstance?
I agree with you guys. I definitely don't think sucking dick twice makes you gay.
Right.
I think that women are always making out with other women. We don't question their sexuality. There's definitely a stigma on
I wouldn't use the term always. I've been out a lot.
I've been kissed a girl.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I would have to judge it by the person. I think I would be okay with it if I could see, like, that actually was just, like, a phase and they're not with, like, they're with me and that's that. But I don't know. I would have to judge it by the individual.
I love that. Case-by-case scenario.
Yeah.
I agree with that 100% as well.
It's a case-by-case scenario. It's not something where you can just basically
label
every single person.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Sexuality is such a taboo subject where we hide and often cover up our own sexuality.
Yeah.
The only sexuality that most people admit to is simply the alpha sexuality, the normalcy. Even if it's in the gay community, even if it's in the queer community, and especially when it's in the heterosexual community, guy likes girl. I'm a guy. I like girl.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. I feel like, look, especially for black men, we give them no space to talk about their sexuality. Like, in any way like this. Like, he's getting dragged. All the comments on World Star right now are like, you're gay, bro.
Absolutely. When we should be talking about his new album, because y'all know Tank be dropping them good gems.
Let me put this. If people cared about Tank's albums as much as they do about this particular comment, Tank would be famous. If Tank walked down the street right now, 95% of the people who know the comment would never even know his face.
Damn.
That's hurtful, but that's the truth. So we're so worried about, and we're so worried about people's sexuality. Why do we care so much how we label each other? Why do we do that?
Personally, I don't. But I don't know. Other people, I just think that people just need to focus on their career and their pockets. That has nothing to do. When I read that, when I watched it for myself, it really didn't bug me at all. I didn't feel a need to retweet it. I didn't feel a need to talk to anybody about it. I just feel like he was just stating his opinion. But that has nothing to do with me. I don't plan on having sex with Tank. I mean, But I mean, like, currently I don't plan on doing that. So that has nothing affecting me in my life at all. But I see people going ham in the comments. I first seen it on the Shade Room. Then I seen it on Twitter. And it just seems like people are just so mad about it. And mind your own.
100%. I when I heard about the comment, I had heard about it before I actually saw it myself.
Absolutely.
And when I heard it, it almost sounded as if Tank was encouraging males to go out and perform fellatio on other males just to experience it, which, by the way, would still be his opinion and be an enlightened one if that was the case,
yeah.
Because it's something he's stating. For the most part, honestly, I don't know how people... Basically, I don't know how people don't think about something and then know that they're straight or know they're gay. You understand what I'm saying?
No.
Okay, so no one gives a lot of thought. We just assume our sexuality is innate.
Okay.
So we just assume I am what I am.
Yeah.
So we hear all the time where, for example, gay people will be like, there are gay people that have conversations and be like, oh, I knew I was gay all my whole life. I felt like I was gay. I didn't even know I was straight until I was like 10. You know what I'm saying? Like, until I was 12. Like, girls have cooties. I didn't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Why do we need to justify our personal sexuality? As long as we aren't affecting or hurting someone else, I don't care.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the bigger conversation. It's not so much that Tank doesn't think this is gay. It's more so, why does everyone have to insist that it is gay?
Absolutely.
Why do we care?
Right.
I have to go with Steph and say it's a case-by-case basis. I can't believe I'm agreeing with Steph Sabra.
You better believe it.
I don't even know how I feel right now.
Wow, what a moment.
I know, you're a 10.
Girl, make sure you screen record that or say that and favorite
it. I'm saving that.
I know, she's going to use this against me later.
She's going to write, beep.
Yeah, remember the time you agreed with me? I do agree with it. It is a case-by-case and it's personal and it's within your own homes. So if nothing else, I'm glad Tank started a conversation within communities, but I'm so appalled that it started so much hate and hate rhetoric and hate speech and comments of that nature.
Yeah, just make sure y'all go, as much as y'all was tweeting and Instagramming and talking your mess about him, make sure y'all stream his music, because that's what he does and he's really good at it. Oh my goodness, if you're driving a 405 at nighttime, blast his music by yourself. Ooh-wee! It's so good. I'm sorry, but I love it.
Tank has one song that I really like.
What song? When We...
Yeah. That's how it goes. Let's get into Bond, James Bond. This is Sean Connery. Sean Connery has been a superstar. I mean, he was clearly the James Bond that everyone loved before Craig Daniels. So, Daniel Craig. So, the concept is Sean Connery was the man. But then, this is when that old generation thinking now gets you in trouble. Let's watch an interview he has with Barbara Walters regarding comments he made in which he insinuated and flat out stated that hitting a woman is not bad.
You did an interview in which you said, it's not the worst thing to slap a woman now and then. As I remember, you said you don't do it with a clenched fist. It's better to do it with an open hand.
Look at Sean get a little upset.
Yeah. Remember
he's
that?
He's getting a little concerned.
Why are you bringing up old stuff?
I didn't change my opinion.
You haven't?
No.
And he's stuck.
You think it's good
down
to slap a woman?
No, I don't think it's good.
You don't think it's bad?
I don't think it's that bad. I think that it depends entirely on the circumstances and if it merits it. Yeah.
What would merit it?
Well, if you have tried everything else, and women are pretty good at this, that they can't leave it alone. Yeah? They don't want
to have
the
last word. We have to laugh.
Then you give them the last word.
Big in
but
a hole.
They're not happy with the last word. They want to say it again. And get into a really provocative situation.
Provocative situation.
Then,
all right.
This I just think lets me absolutely
know.
Right.
This just lets me know, Sean Connery. That right there. Steph, can you?
Bro, I had to rewatch that three times.
Why is social media
like this?
Why? Can you please, Steph? Can you
that
please
last 3 seconds?
The last. Give us a 5 second. Give us right there. Hold on. So he gets the last. He says a woman.
I think it's absolutely right.
There, what would right.
She had to
this
say the last
so
word.
Bad. This is so bad.
Had to say the last word.
This is not okay. First of all, we here, none of us condone the physical violence towards anyone, let alone women. We do not condone that behavior.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, that smack at the end, which caught you off guard, was the first time I saw that. I could not. I had tears in my eyes. Because it's, why is social media so creative and
so
crazy?
So childish.
That's so crazy. So Sean Connery made this statement, which is probably driving Steph's around the booth crazy.
Right, because we don't believe in domestic violence.
We don't. I don't think anyone should believe in domestic violence. I think everyone should just possibly keep their hands to themselves for the most part. Now, is there a situation which hitting a woman is merited? Yes or no? Rochelle?
I'm on air, so I'm going to say no.
Steph?
Funny you ask. It's Domestic Violence Awareness Month here on. I think domestic violence, both for women to hit men, men to hit women, I think is, there is no excuse for it. I don't think that we should be raising our kids or anyone in that, for that matter, in a violent household. I think if, like, maybe someone was, no, I don't even think you can hit. You can, like, disarm someone. If someone's, like, attacking you, you can hold them. Like, you do have the physical strength.
Unless you know, unless you're a 10th degree black belt, disarming is not going to happen. Here's the thing. Let's say female ninjas are coming into my house to attack me. And I have to defend myself. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to run. Like, I'm not. I'm going to run. Listen, if a girl has a knife, I'm going to run. I've never understood why guys don't just walk away.
There you go.
Just walk away. Literally, physically remove yourself from the situation.
I agree with that
100%. Physically remove yourself from the situation. Walk away. And I don't mean walk. And if she chases you, run away. Just run away. It's not a win. There's never a win situation. It's never something where people applaud you for this unless you're saving someone's life. There's never a case in which you're going to win. I've never understood that. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of that at all. There is nothing manly about hitting a woman at all.
Friend, have a female ever put her hands on you?
I have been smacked in the face by a woman.
Can we talk about this?
I will tell you the story. I was at an event that I was throwing. It is at the end of the event. It's been going well. I am finding myself. I'm in a conversation with a friend of mine. She's telling me, coincidentally, about her boyfriend who's not going well. As I'm talking to her, a girl walks up to me, throws a drink in my face, and then this girl smacks me dead in the face, like hard. And it's like, I can't believe you. Oh my, I can't believe you.
Wait, who is this girl? Do you know her? Did you go together? I need more background.
Steph, yeah. Hold on.
So I turn around to see why I just got smacked. I see this girl, this attractive girl, and I have never seen her before. And her friends run over and are like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. She's like, I can't believe you. She's going off on me because she thinks that I'm her friend's boyfriend who's cheating on her right now, and I'm not her friend's boyfriend. I don't know her friends either. And her friends are like, this isn't him. And she's just so drunk, she saw basically a light-skinned black guy and just assumed, you know, that we all look alike. Like, that really happened to me. In front of, like, for real.
How was the conclusion?
It was a drink. It was interesting. It was just funny. Okay. I thought it was very funny.
Oh, wow.
Then I punched this. No, I'm just kidding. No. I just thought it was just a funny. That's the only time I've ever been hit by a woman.
Wow. Wow, okay. That was good. I didn't know you was going to have a story. That was good.
Yeah, no, I really got smacked in the face. But, by a woman.
Yeah, well, bringing it back
to
what you
said. Who was like stepping up for her friend, too.
She was.
Yeah. She was.
Wow, mind your business.
But usually, I don't really get into fights. Relationship fights? I'm a, what are we really talking about right now person. I'm not even a raise my voice person.
Absolutely. I don't argue. I don't debate.
Sometimes it becomes bad. Sometimes it's bad because I show enough emotion.
Ugh. Okay, I'm here with you with that, too.
Look, this is how I feel when it comes to relationship problems.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather just not have any.
Absolutely.
And I'm not going to cut myself from my movie. This is my movie.
Come on.
And I'm not going to cut me from my own movie.
So baby, you got
to. So we're going to have to figure this out, or
it's going
to
be figured out.
Or we're just going to have different movies.
Yeah.
Like what are we, what exactly is the problem?
Yeah.
What is the problem? What is so bad? What is life or death? What is a 10? Because this is obviously, if you're getting to that point where you're that angry, where your hands can be, this is a 10. What have I done to cause a 10?
what have I done
to cause a 10? Because I can think of very few things that should cause a 10.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I murdered your mother.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
I murdered your mother.
Yeah.
You know what?
Right.
Bro, I murdered your mother.
You're so right.
But other than that, what? I didn't text you? Okay.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
Let's move on.
You know? Yeah, I agree 100%. Yeah, I just don't have time for the nonsense or the negative energy. I like my auras and my chakras aligned. And if it's not working like that, and I feel that if I'm I get mad when I get mad. So, like, if you got me to a point that I'm raising my voice and I'm not smiling, then I'm hot. Then I'm really popping off. And then you got to go. Just like you said, you get
exactly. Why are we at this point? Right. Like, what have we done to get here?
That.
Now, if there's a miscommunication and we're there, then we revisit and apologies are inserted when they need to be. But other than that, honestly,
there's no need for us to be up there.
I don't need a situation where I can't trust you. I don't need a situation where you're out. Be out. You're out. Good.
Yeah.
I'm not mad that you're out unless you're out disrespecting me or vice versa. And then one of us got to go.
Yeah.
And guess who's not going to go? I'm not leaving my apartment. You know, I'm just not. I'm not going to be like, you're right. What are we doing? Well, it's a conversation. If you're right, explain to me right. And I'll be like, okay, I understand. I will either remedy the situation or not. Guess what I'm not doing?
What?
Putting my hands on a woman. Ever. Unless we freaky.
And then,
I'm just saying that's consensual.
Right,
you know, now we gotta sign some forms. You like I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Steph Sabra?
I have the next video pulled up.
This is why we need Tanir.
Tanir would be like, we're hype.
No, Tanir hype and then be like, oh, you know, give us this.
Never put your hands on a woman.
Exactly. Give us the good. He'd be positive and give us the good logical feedback. Let's go to a rap battle. Rap battles are increasingly popular. This is a rap battle that may have gone a little too far.
May?
That's your head. Mr. Disrespectful. Didn't your Aunt Rochelle die in 2016 or some shit?
Huh?
Oh, okay. Yeah, well,
we will pick this video.
To your face, nigga, I'm glad she dead. I wish I knew that bitch personally.
Wow.
Just so I could tell you all the things I dislike about her. Matter of fact, I wish that bitch was still alive today. Just so I could be the one to smack the life out of her.
You mad? I don't even feel like he's rhyming like that.
He's not even spitting with
me. I wish you would get out of pocket. Matter of fact, I even brought you her picture.
He brought a picture of her. And he's been on the picture.
Hey, yo. Hey. You know what?
You know, even the audience is like, hey, yo.
I don't even know how his friends composed himself, because I would have been. I'm sorry. I know we just came from keeping your hands on yourself, but I'm sorry. I would.
Sometimes these roasts get too real. We do something, a comedy roast. Comedy roast, there's this roast battle, and two comedians go up, and they battle each other. And I've never really been a fan of the battle because of the negativity and the negative energy. And then some of the roasts are always hacky. Oh, you're fat, you're stupid, you're a whore. Things that are just general and not precise and not funny. They're just not funny. And rap battling is a very similar situation. You're supposed to just spit bars. Those weren't even bars. You're just a mean person, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. That was just mean.
Like, didn't your Aunt Rochelle die 2007? Yeah, that's why she's in hell and she's not even in heaven. Bar! You didn't even do that. At least that's a bar.
Right. And I'm going to always give credit when it's due. But
yeah, right. He was just like, yo.
Disrespectful.
Definitely disrespectful.
And he took his time and did that because he clearly went to Kinko's and got it printed.
Printed!
With color. Like, really? That was ugly. It was tacky and trashy.
It's not cool. And I've never really been. Now, there are some rap battles that are just really good. There's some that even that go too far are actually very entertaining. Let's not act like that Tupac Biggie beef wasn't entertaining. But then again, what happened with Tupac and Biggie? Oh, they both died, bro. They both got murdered over some rap beef. Yeah. Like, why?
Yeah.
People just forget this.
Yeah.
That was too far. And you're not even being creative with it.
At all.
You're not even being creative with it. You're not being funny. You're not being entertaining. You're
being mean.
You're literally being a mean person. Like, I would have just looked at him and like, you're mean.
Like, no, seriously. That's how I get when it's like too extreme. I go right back to elementary. I'm like, you're just not a nice person.
You're just not a good person, bro. Like, you spit on a piece of paper that you had a picture of his deceased aunt.
Where did you find that his aunt passed?
Like, you investigated him.
On his Facebook?
You investigated him.
Trash. I'm glad
that
video's over.
This is why music is getting out of hand. Let's look at some where music might have gotten a little too out of hand as well, but in possibly the best of ways. Kids bop. This kid is bopping to this song. This is a NBA Youngboy song. She's getting it. Look, she know the dance moves. She got dance moves to him.
She over there, bam, bam.
Uh-oh, she fly for everything. How old do you think she is?
A solid 7-8.
I would say 7 years old as well, right?
Yeah.
I hope she knows her homework assignments as well as she knows this song.
You just told your age saying that.
Shook.
What?
Why are you shook?
That was crazy. She knew every lyric.
She knew every lyric to that song.
They need to bring people like Lil Bow Wow back for these kids.
Do we know what city she's from? Like, who is
not
she?
Los Angeles.
I don't know. She looked, look, that looked like, in my opinion, she the looked South. Very middle, mid, Midwestern Southern. Just the layout and how that was. This is what I say regarding urban, because everyone knows that urban tends to mean black, mm-hmm. right? And it means anything but the actual inner city, which is, by the way, very diverse.
Mm-hmm.
What I say is, a lot of people don't realize when we say words like ghetto and ratchet, we also tend to mean black.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth of the matter is, it's a socioeconomic principle. Anyone who falls within that chain of socioeconomics is also going to act or react in a very similar possible way.
Right.
Doesn't mean everyone does. It means that it is more likely. It's simple. These are all programmed actions. We're watching a young lady be programmed. She's being programmed as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
She's being hardened by music, not even by life experience, by a song. I do not know why she is at 7 listening to that song.
Yeah.
You need to be able to understand context and contextualization before you are able to listen to this. I would feel the same way about violent movies, scary movies, porn.
Absolutely. You need to be at an appropriate age for that. So the ignorant side of me turned up. The mature side of me, since I am a nanny as well, that's not okay. Even when I'm...
By the way, watching your own kids doesn't make you a nanny. I just want to throw that out there. To all the fathers, all the hood fathers will be like... Yeah, I gotta go pick up my kid. I gotta babysit today. When you have a kid and it's yours, it's not called babysitting.
Listen,
it's called being a parent. Anyway,
I get paid to watch people
kids.
Look, I ain't got no kids. I'm single, okay? Stop playing.
Okay.
I love you, girl.
You're
welling, bro.
Don't let him ride your single parade. Right, because he really tried to play me. I'm like, I'm a nanny. He's like, yeah. Just because you watch your own kids, first of all.
Don't block her.
Thank you.
I'm not blocking her. I'm not blocking her. You? That's a different conversation. Her? She.
Domestic violence.
Hot girl summer year round. Go, please.
It is year round. Let him know, Roach.
You know it is. But listen, when I with my children, and when we're playing music, even when we was listening to Lizzo. And Truth Hurts. We got to listen to the Kids Bop one.
There are kids versions. There are censored versions of these songs.
I don't feel comfortable with it. Like, we listened to it, and then it got ratchet, and then I was like, hold up, let's find a clean version, and then we can make a video and play with it. And put it on. I'm 100% that kid. I'm like, there we go. It feels better. It doesn't even feel right when she's rapping, and these kids are under 10 years old. It's weird. So, no. And they're like you said, she's influenced by it. I don't want to be someone that negatively influenced this child, you know, in her
exactly.
life.
Exactly. It's one thing when the child finds the negative influence on their own. It's difficult, but you can't always protect against it. This seems as if a parent or a parental figure was encouraging this behavior.
Absolutely.
This child has clearly heard this song more than once. She knew this song better than NBA Youngboy. Like, NBA Youngboy stutters over the song when he's doing a concert. She knew this song.
She like, don't worry, I got
she
you.
She lived this song. So, to me, it's one of those situations where it's like, who raised you? In the words of T.K. Kirkland, who raised you? Who raised you? That's the problem with a lot of the world today is who are raising these kids? That's the problem. And I'm not talking about, they were raised in the hood. The hood has a lot of good parents. Who raised you? It doesn't matter where you were raised. It's how you were raised.
Come on, somebody. You preaching.
So this is the problem. These children are not aware or mature or mentally ready for this influx of information.
Yeah.
she shouldn't be cursing, talking about her dick.
I mean,
it's just not, it's inappropriate.
Absolutely.
At the same time, it was turned, though.
I know.
She was getting it, though. I'm not going to lie. She was getting it.
That's what I was like. The ignorant side of me was like, I would have been right there on Snapchat with her. But the mature...
That's what's up. Well, talking about maturity, this is a group of mature white males who are at a golf course. So when people think all the shootouts and fights happen in the hood, let's see what happens when you have
a golf course.
A lot of money.
Put that golf club, I'll sue you for everything you got.
These are grown men who are coming towards what we're going to assume are teenagers, all playing golf.
Don't fuck with me. I come out here to relax and enjoy myself in Richmond County. And I'm telling you, I ain't taking a bunch of shit off of you.
They will whip your ass.
You have fucked
with me. Why is this boy hyping? What does that look like? That looks like a hype.
Shut your fucking mouth.
See?
That's all you got to do.
Exactly. If they had guns and they were black,
leave us alone.
It would have been so negative.
If they had, if there's a black people, would be like, oh, look, but this is the same thing. There's no difference. Anger has no color.
Absolutely. Because he threatened him.
Ghetto has no color
at all.
No, that was a ghetto bitch. He's walking away. You think?
Go ahead.
You think it's funny, bitch? I can't wait for their SoundCloud.
Honestly,
my problem are you a damn mouthy little Yankee fuck.
I'm just sitting here.
Yankee.
I just can't wait for Sway the Remix God to remix this. That's all I'm ready
for. That's
real.
When you start using the word Yankee towards white people, you definitely say the word nigger. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah.
That's real. Think about that.
I didn't even hear that
part. He's the sheriff of the town.
Oh, clearly.
And that's what was thrown out there as well. I just want you to remember this.
Absolutely. But I must say, probably in 50 years, that's going to be me and my friends too. Some little kids come and try to play with our double dutch. Listen, we'll whoop your ass. All right, little
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, the friend was like, he'll whoop your ass.
All right, yeah, this ain't like a good. Stop playing with me.
So golf kid gangster too. It's not just basketball games. It's not just, it's in golf. It's any time.
It's universal.
That's how it works.
Uh-oh.
This video, okay. This video, should I just explain what it is? It's a young lady who goes home to surprise her boyfriend at home, and then surprise, he's in bed with another woman. No. Look, they're not even under the blanket. They're with that's the side chick. Where you're not even under the real blanket.
He's really chilly. He just said he loved her yesterday.
But this girl's fucking crazy.
Dang, he just threw her under the bus, bro. He didn't even want to mess up the bed. That's why that's classic.
No, he didn't want to show his body.
He didn't mess up the bed. The blanket for the bed is still covered. Like he got an extra blanket. He didn't go under the blanket. Yes. That was hers. That was hers. He was like, he knew he was gonna lose. So he threw out her.
She's crazy. So do you believe this is their household? Because she walked in.
I believe they live there together.
This is the first video I ever that really kind of hit me with cheating. I'm not even going to lie. Like, it just looks so real. And I really felt that. Like, I was like, okay, this is the time when you might just get cut.
Especially when the guy threw her under the bus.
Like it was like, I don't mean anything.
I don't know if they live together. I believe that she had access to his home. They're in a serious relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think she lived there because there wasn't a woman's touch in that place.
Okay, I'll give you that.
That bedspread, she didn't pick that out.
Okay.
That's a all him. He got whatever Walmart special.
Okay.
1999 bedspread.
That was her blanket.
That was their cuddle on the couch blanket.
She really probably was in the living room like, oh my gosh, I can hear them. Had to get her phone ready. Walked in and was just like, really? And he said, you just told me you love me. I don't know.
Because he gave up what was called plausible deniability. Listen, every cheating guy has been in a situation where you have to choose which lesser of two evils, right?
Yeah.
No guy is just like, yeah, sorry, it is what it is. Every guy in that situation, you've seen it, is always, what do guys say about, man, my ex was crazy. No. Most of the time, a girl's not crazy. You did something to make her crazy.
Absolutely.
She wasn't just naturally crazy. Now, there are times where people are a bit excessive and extra, then emotional, sure.
Yeah,
but for the most part, what did you do?
Yeah.
No one ever says what they did. Everyone knows what you did, point the finger, but no one ever looks in the mirror. What did you do?
Right.
You're in bed with another woman, and you know you did wrong. Like, I believe her.
That really broke my heart. I ain't even gonna lie, because he didn't even care about her. How you gonna do it like that, Steph? What you think on that? What would you have done in that situation?
I'm really glad that she remained silent and didn't like say anything that makes her look stupid.
She turned the video off. We don't know what happened. Like, I bet you a lot of things were said right after that.
First of all, he's ugly and should never have the right. Second of all, he is so disrespectful. Oh my God. I don't think that they live together though, because I think that if he just told her he loves her, then that's
exactly
not,
that's not a we live together situation.
But like, what a pathological piece of shit. Honestly, I don't know what I would have done. I don't want to be tested like that, because I don't know what I would turn into. So I don't know.
I wouldn't even know what I would do in a situation like that.
I feel like I would react like that though.
I think so too. I would have screamed and caused a huge fight, maybe like thrown shit. But new Steph would have been like, I can't, like, you're just gross. I don't know. I gotta go.
Yeah.
I'm definitely a person, if I'm in that situation and I'm asking you questions, I already know the answer person. So I'm giving you your opportunity to atone by being honest. But that's about it. I don't have time for this. Like, I just don't have the energy to deal with this.
That's my thing. It's just that we got too many other things to be worrying about than worrying about a man that don't want to be there. If this is what you want to do, sweetheart, thank you. Let me know ahead of time. But I don't have time for that. And our trust is gone. And I ain't got time to be worrying it, like, you know, if I ain't got trust with you.
Agreed.
I might be sitting on the couch. You guys come out, and I'm just like there, like, "Hey, what's up?" And act like nothing happened. Just so you're shook. I think we just care so much
about our mental health.
I'm a mental.
Which is, we don't have time.
Yeah. But I mean, people get brokenhearted. Let's look at this young gentleman right now. He just got broken up with. He's hurting, and he's in his feelings, and he feels that he's the best thing that has ever happened to his ex. He's listening
bitch,
to...
Bitch, you ain't had to block me. Bitch, I was trying to be nice and text you, tell you I wanted you and I love you.
Every time I see you, I get he's listening.
Bitch, I can't stand you. When I see you, I'm going to punch you in your fucking face.
Yo, he's obviously bitter. That's like the about to cry face, like he's hurt.
Why you blocked me, though? You ain't had to block me, though.
He's smoking a cigarette.
I was just going to say that. That's enough said.
He's smoking a cigarette. Like,
he's stressed.
Look at his face. Oh, it's
bitch,
just
that's why
a,
I wear shorts
he's so hurt.
Shirts.
That's why I wear shorts.
But I'm sick of your stupid ass, and I know you're tired of me. I was the best thing that ever happened to you, bitch. That's
facts. The best thing that ever happened to
then,
you.
Then, baby, she needs
you
to find better.
You're gonna be soft as drugstore cotton.
If you, if you're the best thing that ever happened to her, I feel pity for her life. Sheesh, he's hurt. That's when those lyrics hit different, when they feel different because they're so real.
Come on. I love those. I'm not even going to lie. Like, if I'm sad, I'm going to play a whole sad.
That is actually a very woman, I feel, thing to do is, if you're sad, let's make it worse. Like, I can't just be better. No, I need to be worse.
No, I just want to go through the motions. You know what I'm saying? So I can heal. That isn't that like the first step? No.
Maybe. The first step is acceptance.
Yeah, right. I want to accept it. I want to go through it. So when I healed, I don't, you know, fall back in that thing. The song came on. I'm hurt. No, I want to go through it all right now. So when I heal and I glow up, it's a wrap. So let's go through it.
What's the best way to handle a breakup, stuff?
I'm not the best person to ask.
Listen, she don't have breakups, okay? Have y'all seen Steph?
I don't know. I don't think it's to do what he did. If anything, I think the people's biggest mistake is making like a social media appearance about it and making it obvious that either you got dumped or your relationship's over. Just live your best life. Like, focus on yourself.
I will say this. I will say, in my opinion, as long as it's not illegal, right? So as long as we're not keying cars or, I don't know, burning houses down or putting our hands on anyone. If it makes you feel better, great.
That's tacky.
My problem is, are you going to feel good about it tomorrow? Are you going to feel good about it in a week? Are you going to feel good about it in a month? That's all.
Okay.
So
no regrets.
Just know that your actions, all actions,
have a reaction. Have
an opposite and equal reaction. It's up to you. If you are up for it, then go for it.
Also, I think routine, just get back.
We
just had like a slight issue, but it's back.
We're back.
I think sticking to your routine and surround yourself with people you love and do things that you love and don't focus on. I think you have to heal and figure out what went wrong or what you care about in the situation, but if focusing on it too much is just going to make you do what this dude did.
I think he wants to be heard, which is well, because clearly she blocked him. So he made a video. So somebody gonna be hurt. But see, that's why we have journals.
He has 214,840 views.
That's why we have journals. That's why we have notes in our phones. And that's why we have friends. And that's why we have God. So all you gotta do is release it.
I have a question for you. In a situation where you are in a breakup.
Yeah.
And if you're if there's a question about being done or not, what is the best way for the person to return to your life?
The best way for the person to return to my life is set an appointment, you know, respectfully, and have a one-on-one in person. I don't believe in FaceTime. I don't believe in texting. I don't believe in nothing like that. Hit me. I need to see your face. I need to feel your energy because I'm 100%. Like, if I miss you, even though I can't say you, I'm like, ooh, I can't say you, but I miss you, but what's up? You know, let's go through. I'm not going to be no fool, but I'm going to be 100. I got to do it. Face to face. Yeah.
It's interesting because some people like these big shows. They like seeing someone who is hurt or an artist put out a song or things of that nature.
I'm not going to give you all of that, sweetheart. Yeah. That's too much. No, you ain't worth that much time. We already talked, all of us. We're about the good energy. We're not doing too much. You're not going to stress me out. Let's just get it over. And if you block me and stuff like that, then clearly you show me where we
stand. Have you ever been blocked?
Yes, I'm blocked right now.
You're blocked right now?
Yes.
You got blocked?
Yes.
Blocky?
Yeah. I'm not even going to lie. I messed up and did the blocking first. And then I got over it, and I wanted to be his friend again, and he wasn't trying to accept my stuff, and I can't find him, so.
Have you ever been blocked, Steph?
Yeah, I'm really pissed about it, because when they block you, their comments still stay on your feed, but your comments don't stay on their feed, so it looks like ass backwards, and it's really unfair.
Wow. This is personal. She felt that.
Yeah, I felt that. I think about it so often because you can't search and block them to, like, balance it. You just have to deal with it.
Interesting. I have never been blocked as far as I know.
You've been blocked.
Unless you've blocked me, Steph. I've never been blocked as far as I know. I have never had a reason to be blocked. Thankfully, I hope that trend continues. And if I was blocked, I don't know what I would particularly do.
Nothing.
To be unblocked. Hopefully, I would care enough about the person to want to be unblocked. But unfortunately, I'm emotionally unavailable, and so I think I just wouldn't care.
No, well, also there's other circumstances where, like, someone... This is so personal. I didn't deserve to be blocked. I didn't do shit, and I was blocked. So I think that
you didn't do something wrong. The other person did something wrong and then blocked you.
Yes. And then, so now I have to deal with the consequences of their comments staying on my feed.
Sheesh. Oh. Man, I feel you, friend.
The worst is if their friends comment. I hate the friends.
Oh, no. See, once I'm done with you, I'm done with everybody.
I like one thing Steph said. I do not like that public. I don't like public relationship. I also do not like public breakup.
I don't like it either. You're so right.
I don't like public relationship where it's like, look at us. We're everything together.
I don't mind that.
I don't like it because it's setting up for if something happens, then this. And on top of that, two things. I feel like when people see it a public relationship, they try to go after to chip it away. All of a sudden, everyone sees him here and everyone sees her there.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, everyone, let me screenshot this and send it to you.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, his name comes up with friends and friends conversations.
Yeah.
And, I heard this from this.
Ooh.
All of a sudden, her name, she was here with this. I don't need people in
No, I'm
business.
With that. I don't believe in posting like any that. Of my relationships. I don't post any men on
And
my
I don't like
media.
I don't like public breakups at all.
If you I don't.
I love subliminal posts, but if I do a subliminal post, I do. I think it's cute, you know? But only if you're not serious.
Okay, if it's like fun, freaky stuff.
If it's fun. So, for example, I've been doing this thing with Steph and Drew, who I'm on other shows with Drew, of course, with Watchmen. Drew had a Halloween party, and Steph was at the Halloween party, and everyone else was at this Halloween party. And I was, by the way, out of town, and I was technically invited, but I was gone. However, they all posted they had a great time, so every show I bring up this Halloween party that I was not at and how right. I wasn't invited.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm upset. But I'm really not actually upset. Yeah. If I'm actually upset, I don't like any of that. Yeah. Subliminals are cute when you post when and you're just like, exactly, when they're lighthearted and fun and they're teasing.
Okay, I'm with you with that.
I like that stuff. Okay, I don't like real stuff. If it's real, I agree with you, Rochelle, face to face. We're grown-ups. Let's have a conversation.
Yeah, it's too childish. I don't have time to be wondering. If no, I'm not wondering because it's clearly not for me because it doesn't say my name on it. So woman up or man up if you got something to say. I don't have time for that.
But I do have something to say to her. I was the best thing that ever happened to you, bitch. Subliminal shots fired to nobody. I thought that was great.
That was for somebody.
This one, let's end with a positive. Let's end with a positive vibe. We have to. And unfortunately, we do have to go. But let's get to this. This is Go Fish. This is an adorable video of a Florida boy. Basically, he went fishing, and he's so happy that he caught this fish. But it's what he says and how he says it and what he does that makes the difference. 27 pounds.
I knew I was going to get one today, folks.
It's a big fish. I've never understood the fun of fishing, but look at what he does. He caught a huge fish, and he puts it back in the water. He released it. Catch and release, and look, releases it properly so that the fish is pointing the correct way.
Now he got to speak some manifesting it.
One day we're going to meet back again.
That's all right.
I'll see you later.
And the fish is so happy to be alive and back in the water and goes on the way. Listen. Show me
what you're working with.
Show me what you're working with.
I swear, these little black boys make me want to have a little boy so bad.
Yeah, yeah, that's dangerous. So, here's the concept. That's how it starts. There's a power in words.
I didn't say right now.
There's a power in words, Michelle.
Husband, when you're ready.
There's power in words.
But I would like a baby boy.
That is cute. As long as I have a healthy baby with the person in a healthy relationship, I'll be happy.
Amen.
That's the truth.
Can I tap in on that prayer?
Yes, you can have some of that, as well as where can people find you if you want to be found?
Yes, Rochelle, you guys can always find me on Instagram, and that is roachbaby at roachbaybee.
And you can find Tanir at home with his baby, because he did have a healthy baby with a healthy relationship, at Tanir W. All across the board. And of course, I am Teron, literally at I am Teron, all across the board, IamTeHran. And find me paneling on a slew of other BHL and AfterBuzz shows, because I love watching what you love to watch and talking about it as well. Steph Sabraw, where can people find you?
At Steph Sabraw across the board.
Or but you know where they can find you? On Homeboy's block page.
Yeah.
On Homeboy's block page.
But it's cool though, because he's missing out.
No, oh my God, yeah. What?
Yeah,
so happy.
Yeah, that outfit today?
No, okay. On a real though, go follow her and look at that Halloween picture that he was talking about.
Okay. Let's talk about.
Why he been hating? We over here trying to drop gems, get your follow up.
I'm jealous.
Let me just get my
remember,
follow up.
The world is full of stars, but also world stars is up to you which one you want to be. Until next weekly, World Star!
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.